lantern, the only kind of light I had. I hardly ever took a lantern along with me. But when I was hunting with the dog, later on got a carbide headlight and went without a dog. And killed more coons that way, though, than I ever could with the dog. But I got my youngest brother to go with me one night. He said, it was on a Saturday night. He said, I'll carry everything you kill. We didn't live on just a little ways from the woods. Just got in the edge of the woods, boy. There's a big old possum there. He took out after that possum, of course. Finally got away from him. He didn't have no light at all, and I had the gun and the headlight on. And anyway, it didn't go very much farther till I shone a coon's eye up in a big old oak tree. And I shot it out, and the coon fell out there. When the coon hit the ground, we just sort of set up, and of course he went a-running to get the coon, and the coon went a-wobbling off out through the wood, and he stayed between me and the coon the whole time, but I couldn't shoot it, so it got away. He didn't go very much further till found two up one tree, and killed those two, and they was killed dead when they'd hit the ground. I didn't have to run them down. They didn't get away. Didn't go very long till I had more coons than he could carry. So we went up through the woods quite a ways, and before we got our load of all we could carry anyway, we went out onto the prairie. There was a road out just a little ways from the woods going back to our tar house. It had started snowing. And so before we got back to the house, I shone the eyes and shot another coon. And we were sure both of us just had all we could possibly carry. But anyway, that night, before we got about a quarter mile of the house, it was snowing pretty hard, but there was something that just kept, I could shine its eyes, just stayed its distance out away from me, didn't get close enough or shoot it, and never did know what it was, or whether it was, it looked like a wolf or dog or something of that description, but I never did. It stayed out. It'd look at me quite a while, but it just kept a following us till we got almost home, and it disappeared then. And never did know what it was, but it just kept shining its eyes. I'd stop and call a dog, and it wouldn't come to me. It would turn his eyes and wouldn't look at me for a while, and we'd walk on, and after a while I'd catch it looking at me, but I never did know what it was.
Y'all have bears here?
No, it wasn't any of those days. They got some now over there in the White River Bottoms and that game reserve, but back in those days we had lots of wildcats and wolves, man. There's worlds of wolves back in that day and time.